Hey everyone, welcome back to the show On My Way to School with me, Adam Peterson. I'm so excited you are here. And we are going to talk today about a single word, a word that I have been hearing lately, and I've even used myself. And I want you to think about this word as we talk about it today and get past using it yourself as you talk about yourself. So that word is the word just, J-U-S-T, just. And I wanted to bring this up because I've been going into schools again, and I started my traveling for the year this past week, and I've been seeing a lot of people on the road. And someone said to me, and I've heard this before, someone said to me at one of the schools, when I asked what their role was, they said, "Oh, no, I'm just a substitute teacher." And I said, wait a minute. Don't you ever put just in front of that word. Substitute teachers are super, super, super important people. And it got me thinking about all the times I've said that to someone. "Oh, I'm just the secretary at the school." No. You are so much more than that. You are that person that some of those kids recognize when they see you out in public and you greet them with a smile. You are that person that kids look forward to going to the office because they get to see you. I've heard people say, I'm just a nurse at a school. No, you're not just a nurse. And I've even heard people say, "Well, I'm just a teacher." Stop using that word just. Don't put that in front of your role, your career, your title at all. Don't ever say, "I'm just a dad," or "I'm just a brother," or "I'm just a sister," or "I'm just a teacher," or "I'm just an office worker." You cannot do that. The minute that you start putting that in front of your title, you are already knocking down your value. You're knocking down your value when you say, "I'm just a teacher," or "I'm just a substitute." Stop using that word just. And I want you to think about it with your students too. If you're a teacher listening to this, your students are going to hear that, but think about how you would feel if your students said that about themselves. "Well, you know, I didn't do great on that test because I'm just not good at math. I'm just not a reader," right? Like, that word can really devalue what it is you're trying to get across, or the mission you're trying to get out there, or your title. Like I said, your title. So that was my idea today, is to try to encourage people to stop saying that word, just. "I'm just a substitute," or "I'm just a volunteer," "I'm just this." It's got to stop. And I've caught myself saying it. Don't get me wrong. I've caught myself saying it more so when people try to, applaud me for things or say something. That's when I get kind of uncomfortable, when people like say, "Oh my gosh, that I loved this, I loved that, I love seeing you speak." And I say, "Just remember, I'm just a teacher like you." And then after I say it, I'm like, man, that doesn't sound good at all to say, "I'm just a teacher," right? There's no such thing as you just being a just anything. Own it. You are that thing for a reason. You are an educator for a reason. You are a substitute for a reason. You are a secretary, an office worker, a doctor, whatever it may be. You are that for a reason. Don't devalue what it is that you are or who it is that you are by saying, "I'm just that thing," or "I'm just this person." That's my message for you today. I know it's a short one. Hey, while you're listening to this, don't forget my good friends and sponsors of this podcast, ESGISoftware.com. They are an amazing company that are going to help you with your progress monitoring solutions in your classroom. So definitely check them out if you get the opportunity. ESGISoftware.com. Make sure you use that promo code that they give me for all of you listeners. APEDU, Adam Peterson Education, APEDU. You are going to get 60 days for free and save on your first year of using ESGI when you decide to purchase it. I also wanted to give a shout out to all of you and let you all know that I started releasing some guides and ideas of things that I've found very successful here at home in my office and my classroom. I love using Canva, and I don't know if you love using Canva, but if you do, I just launched a Canva Crash Course guide. If you head to my Instagram, it's just Adam Peterson Education on Instagram, and go to my link in my profile, that's my store, you're going to see that guide on there. It's a guide that you can purchase from me, but then you can turn around and resell it for 100% profit. It's got resell rights. And we'll talk more about that in another episode, but I wanted to give that out there to you in case you were curious, wanted to learn more about Canva. I've used Canva for 2 years, and I still learned some stuff in there. So check that out. Thank you to ESGI for sponsoring this. And thank you to all of you for listening. Stop using the word just when you talk about yourself. Have a great one. I'll see y'all next time.